It almost doesn't feel right to say, but the State Library and West Australian Music are looking for someone to come and make some noise in the library halls. Corridors of Blister Day is a new collaborative effort from WAM and the State Library of WA, inviting the opportunity for one local sound practitioner access to the historic West Australian heritage collections with a funded and commissioned piece of work to come out the other end of the six-month project. To tell us more now, we are joined by WAM Audience Development Officer Em Burrows.
Good morning. Hello. Nice to see you.
Nice to have you back on Brekkie in a different sort of way this morning.
Mm.
This is, like, so exciting. Tell me, how did this entire project commission collaboration come about?
That is a very good question, and I'm not entirely sure that I can remember. I've been working, well, WAM has been working with the State Library for years. You know, we've done heaps of projects, worked really closely together on a bunch of things, you know, photo exhibitions and that kind of stuff. And we were talking to Adam Trainer, who works at the library this year, about maybe how we could formalise our partnership a little bit and, you know, what were some of the projects that we wanted to commit to. And in that process, we were brainstorming ideas for projects. And I think the State Library's actually done something a little bit similar to this before. I guess the difference about, you know, WAM coming on board for a project like this is that, you know, it's we sort of have access to the whole, you know, music community. Mm. And hopefully we can really spread the word about the project. And, you know, we're just really excited to be able to encourage this kind of creative work, which is something we can't normally get behind, you know, in terms of we don't have the resources or, you know, the capacity. But doing it with the library is really exciting.
Oh, absolutely. I think we should clarify, like, you're not looking for a band to come and set up and play a song in
sometimes,
the library.
Sometimes we do that. So we actually have had a series, just to digress for a minute, with the library over the past few years where we've had young bands playing in the library as part of our New Noise Collective. So we have done that. We have asked people to rock out in the library. But no, this is a slightly different thing. So what we're asking people to do is essentially to engage with the library's WA Heritage Collections. So these are the collections of archives and all kinds of materials, you know, sound materials, visual material, all kinds of things, and to reinterpret them or interpret them, engage with them and create some kind of sonic work that speaks to the collection. So that could be, like, I'm really hoping that the kind of submissions we get, and Adam and I talked about this, are incredibly diverse, because what would be amazing would be, you know, somebody, you know, who wants to actually maybe, you know, even use some audio from the archives and make some sort of experimental, you know, work, some field recording, and then somebody else says, oh, I'm going to make a concept album about, you know, secessionists in the 1930s and, you know, I mean, who knows? This could be absolutely anything.
It's so great because we've done a really great job and the library has done a really great job of making sure that we collect those records, but this is a really nice new and refreshing way to sort of bring them back to life, if you will. I hope somebody out there listening will grab hold of some, like, archival political speeches and just warp them or
wouldn't
something.
That be fantastic? I mean, I'm not familiar with the collections, but Adam and I filmed a somewhat dubious promotional video for this project the other day, which I think is coming out today. Anyway, you keep an eye out for that, but there were some really cool things in there. There was, like, a collection of letters from the author D.H. Lawrence to Molly Skinner, about this book that they co-wrote together. I think it's, I want to say The Something in the Bush, and I can't remember the title, but like really comprehensive correspondence, just this amazing stuff in there. And I think, you know, I don't know about everybody listening, but I feel like I don't really engage with, you know, things like that, like library collections, just as a general member of the public. And this stuff is there, and this gives you an opportunity to, like, really dig into some really fun, like, meaty material.
Absolutely. Why is it important then that we do engage with those historical pieces of, like, audio or print or film or whatever it is that is chosen to be dug up from the archive?
I mean, I guess it's the question is, why is it important that we engage with history at all, really? Mm. And there's so much to be learnt. And I think, you know, there's obviously comparisons or things to be drawn that relate to the current, you know, state of affairs. And I think, you know, Australia has a really devastating and traumatic history. And, you know, I think we can't forget that, you know, and some of these archives and records will, you know, serve as a reminder of that. And so I think it's sort of, it's bringing that stuff into the present, reminding us that it's there, but reinterpreting it, you know, through the lens of some amazing local creative practitioner who will no doubt put a really interesting, cool spin on it and maybe some beats under it. Who knows?
We'll have to wait and see. We're joined this morning by Em Burrows, the Audience Development Officer at WAM. We're talking about a new project. It's a collab between WAM, the State Library of WA, and maybe you, if you're listening. Em, tell us, who are you actually looking for to participate in this project?
So the project's actually aimed at emerging artists, which generally speaking means you've been sort of in practice for sort of, you know, 1 to 5 years or something like that. But I would really encourage people, you know, who may have been doing some other area of music for a little longer, let's say, but who want to try something different, to also have a look at putting in a submission for this, because what we would love is for this either to provide a sort of a springboard for somebody to start making this kind of work and develop their portfolio and that kind of thing, or for someone maybe who is a little bit more established but in a different area to make a different style of work. So really, if you consider yourself to be an emerging artist within this style of work, I guess, then please apply, because, you know, we want, you know, the best submission to be successful, you know.
Absolutely. Just before we let you go, just the nuts and bolts of all of this.
Yep.
Tell us, how do you want people to apply? Like, do they need to have done the thing or just have the idea of what they'd like to do? And what's sort of provided, or what's the timeline here, I guess?
Yeah, so there's one thing I haven't mentioned, which is absolutely critical, and that's that there's a $5,000 payment that you get if you're the successful applicant for this project. So that $5,000 payment, you know, can go to whatever, towards whatever part of the project, you know, you deem necessary. There is a submission process. So if you go to the WAM website, which is wam.org.au, you'll find a link there to like a Google form. And essentially, you have to sort of explain, I guess, you know, what you intend to do. So it's a little description of the project, how you would use the $5,000, that kind of thing. Like if you were applying for any sort of almost like a grant or something, but easier than that, I hasten to add. It's a lot easier than
a Google form.
Yeah. And then the judging process will take place. So submissions close on April 22nd. Judging will take place in May. We have Adam Trainer as one of the judges, Ellen Oosterbaan from WAM, who is amazing. Rachel Deese is a judge for this, and we're waiting on confirmation of one other judge. So the judges will put their heads together, decide on the submission, and then essentially you've got until November to complete this project. It needs to culminate in a reasonable body of work. Like, I can't really put a time frame on how much, you know, sound work you need to make, but it has to culminate in either a performance or an installment at the library, which will take place as part of WA Music Week in November. So you sort of got, you know, over 6 months to prepare. And then also you need to provide the State Library with a recording for their archives of what you've made.
Oh, my gosh. And then, like, you know, 30 years down the track, somebody might dig up your piece
right
to the archive and do it
How
again.
How fabulous is that?
So like exciting.
That would, that's so sort of, yeah, I don't know what that is. Meta? No.
It's kind of meta.
Something
yeah,
like that.
Sure. Look, if you out there have been listening, if this sounds like something you would like to be part of, I'll pop a link up at our website, but do go and check it out right now over at wam.org.au. Corridors of Bliss today, inviting you into the archive collection, the heritage collections at the State Library, and doing some hopefully weird and wonderful things. Em Burrows, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And like I said, pop a link up at the RTRFM website.